Mix 94.7 KMCH. Let's kick off this last week of May together. We have two guests of the day with us. Kathy is out in the lobby right now getting the makeup and the green room, getting applied to be camera ready. But Warren Coates, who needs no makeup and needs no introduction.
No, I'm just the way I am, buddy. Take it or leave it.
One of my favorite people in this whole wide, wide world, Warren Coates with me, Legion 45 here in Manchester. How are you, sir? How are things?
Hey, doing good. Busy week coming up. We got Memorial Day this weekend and Steak Fry this weekend. And oh, man, if it's one thing, it's another. And I just seen this morning we may have another military funeral on Friday.
So. Oh, dear, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, well. It's all part of the game.
Well, and we should mention, we haven't really talked about it, but the Legion, you know, when you see or you hear about us talking about a funeral with military rites, you guys are the guys that go out and do that with the flag the taps and everything. Yep. So,
where there's rain, cold, this last winter we had some awfully, awfully cold days.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Especially when you get to the cemetery with no trees.
It was
pretty tough this winter.
Well, let's talk about warmer weather stuff. Let's talk about firing up the grill. I had a chance to be at the Steak Fry last month. Had a great turnout. It was fun to hang behind the bar with you guys. And you're going to do it again this Saturday, too.
Yeah, you did a good job behind the bar. I didn't realize you were such a talented bartender.
Me either. I was surprised.
And, yeah, we're gonna do it again this Saturday. I realize there's a lot of things going on. So stop on by and get your supper and then go on to your Memorial Day ceremonies. We're going to have probably ribeye steak, a salad bar, baked potatoes, rolls, and dessert, dine in or carry out. We've had a lot of carry outs. That's done really good for us. In fact, you took one last
week. I took one home when I left last time I was there, and I just telling you, I ate that, got home, and sitting up at midnight eating that steak, watching Saturday Night Live. It was good.
Yeah. So anyway, if you can't make it in, give us a call at 927-3271. We're going to be started at 4:30 to 7:30, so stop on by or give us a call.
Yeah, and all the homemade salads that go along with it.
Oh, yeah, those are good. Those ladies do a nice job.
Yes, they
do. And their desserts.
So. The other thing we want to talk about, Memorial Day, obviously a week from today, and we're going to have a lot of celebrations, a lot of services, and you guys can be part of one coming up on Monday as well.
Right. Our services will be at the Oakland Cemetery at 11 o'clock, and everyone's welcome. And then after the ceremony, all the vets are invited to go back to the Legion for a lunch sponsored by the Legion Auxiliary. And in case of rain, we're going to hold it at the high school gym.
Okay, Seedorf Gymnasium. Yeah. Gotcha.
But
okay.
Right now, there's no rain forecast.
No. But if there is, you'll let us know and we'll let people know on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Then. We'll let you know.
All right. Also, getting ready for Memorial Day. I know it takes a lot of work to get the area looking nice with all that red, white, and blue flying around.
Yeah. Well, as everybody knows, we have the Avenue of Flags up here on North Franklin, and that takes a lot of time. In fact, we're going to go up there and start working on the flags this morning. We have a few poles that are bent. We got the guys up there this morning that drilling out the flagpole holes because over the years, the water and dirt gets in there. And we kind of initiate these new guys. We let them put the flagpole in, and if there's water in there, it just gives them a shower. We have fun with that. But we are inviting the public to come and help us. They did last year, and it really helps us because we're putting up probably 100 flags around the cemetery, and then we go downtown and put them on the poles downtown. So if anybody wants to help, you're more than welcome to come and be there by about 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Saturday morning. And like I say, take an hour and a half. And we do appreciate it because there's so few of us that do it anymore. And got a lot of young people out there. Last year we had a lot of people, residents from Manchester that come in.
Well, and a great little service project for Boy Scouts, or maybe a 4-H club, too, looking for some volunteer hours.
Well, the Boy Scouts put the flags on the tombstones.
Okay.
So they got the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts, I believe, and they do a good job of that. Another thing, you know, that's a good time to replace your flag. And if you need a flag, we got them at the Legion. We've got all services. We got the POWMIA. They're all made in the United States.
Yep.
So you're welcome to stop by Thursday, Friday, or Saturday at 4, or give us a call. We'll get you a flag
and
around.
They're the good, thick nylon, double-stitched
yes,
ones,
because yes.
I got one from you. We just put Mom and Dad's up yesterday up at the farm we got from you as well. So.
Yep. And there's a lot of raggedy flags around. I just hate to see raggedy flags on the pole. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
Yep. Well, and if you've got one and you're like, well, what do I do with it? Bring it to the Legion. You've right. got the collection box right there in front, too.
Yes, yes. And we will get rid of it like we should.
And then also we want to talk about the booster shots coming up next Saturday.
Next Saturday, Bramie Drug is going to be coming to the Legion from 8 to 10.
Okay.
And they're going to be giving the Moderna booster shot. And everybody, walk-ins are welcome. Mm-hmm, you're mm-hmm. welcome to come in. So if you need that booster shot and you don't want to, I mean, Bramie Drug does a nice job, but you don't have to make an appointment. Just walk in and they'll be there to give them to you.
Yeah. You know what we should do? Open the bar. We do shot for a shot.
You know,
no? No? Okay.
But we will have coffee.
Well, to get a shot of coffee.
Yeah,
anyway.
There you go. Yeah. The coffee club's going good, too.
Yeah, heard about that. You brought donuts to us last week,
right,
too.
Right. Yeah, they didn't have we had too many donuts, but...
such thing as too many donuts.
Yeah. So all the people that go down south in wintertime are back.
Yep.
And a little noisy out there.
Yeah, one of these days I'll get smart and actually close the door. I like having the door open. You hear the life going on in the building. One of these days, I'll get smart and close it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's from 7 to 8:30 every Wednesday morning. Everybody's, not just vets.
Yep.
Everybody's welcome to come in. And just hope that you guys will take that and come in Friday, Saturday night and have a steak with us.
Indeed. And that's a good steak. It's a good ribeye steak.
Oh, my.
They do a good job.
Yeah. We get those steaks from Fairway, and they do a nice job just... And the guys that cook it on the grill,
mm-hmm.
How you want it, that's how you're going to get it.
Yeah, it's not just, all right, here's a steak. If you want it medium, you want it done, you want it welded. My Grandpa Dale want it done and then done again.
Yeah.
That's how we used to order it.
Yeah,
so.
They don't put it on until we know how you want it.
Exactly. Warren, always good to see you, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for making it to my best, your better half as well. Tell her hi for me. Tell her she needs to come and do the morning show one of these days. She'd remember right?
I bet she could, but we'll see.
Warren Coates, Legion 45 here in town. Again, we'll put all these details online, kmch.com. Don't go anywhere, though, because Kathy is going to be with us. We're going to talk about Relay for Life coming up before you know it, and she will be in here next.